AJ, do you have any sense at all that maybe when you look at your game and Cam Newton, that you guys sort of represent a new breed of quarterback in the league, kind of a dual threat passing running? I mean, do you feel that at all? Do you think that's an apt comparison?
Yeah, definitely. Both big athletic quarterbacks, guys that can throw the ball downfield and also take off and get yardage by running.
Have you watched much of Cam Newton over the years? Do you admire the way he plays?
Yeah, definitely. When I was in college, I watched him as a rookie, saw his success. I obviously watched him when he was at Auburn, and saw him tear up the SEC in the college level. So I'm definitely a fan of Cam's.
You looking forward to the offense opening up a little more, stretch the field a little bit more?
Yes, sir.
Did you feel that they, not put handcuffs on you, but did they play it conservative, close to the vest in the opener, just to get you feeling it? Did you feel that way, and do you hope that that'll change now?
No, I don't feel that way. That was our game plan going into it, based off what we saw and all the film that we studied. So that was a game plan Coach Hackett installed.
EJ, what are, just out of fairness to you and to Cam Newton, what are some things that people shouldn't try to compare between you guys? Because I think a lot of times guys see a certain template and say, well, this guy's going to be the next whatever.
Right.
What are some things that you, with your knowledge of Cam Newton's game, say, that's not what I do and he doesn't do this?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, as a quarterback, you just want to be remembered as a winner. I know they haven't had tremendous seasons and things like that, but I think Cam's had an outstanding career thus far. He's done, he did great as a rookie and had a good season last year. So, whatever you're effective at, like RG3, he's a guy who can run down the field. Andrew Luck, all those kind of guys, they can still make, plays with their feet. So I don't think it's necessarily like me, Cam, RG3, Russell Wilson, the only guys that can run. There's a lot of other quarterbacks out there that can make plays with their feet.
What are the difference in the skill sets? Are there any specifics that you, when you look at Cam and yourself,
I don't really study Cam like that, so I can't really say exactly what the specific differences are. But I think we're both good quarterbacks.
Did you see the Eagles play on Monday night?
Yes.
Did you get a feeling of maybe what an offense, an up-tempo offense can do with a mobile quarterback can do in this league? Did that maybe reassure you to know that, stuff like that is, players are capable of doing that?
Yeah, definitely. Just seeing those guys getting those big chunk plays as far as the runs. Shady McCoy getting 15 yards here, 12 yards there. That helps y'all, helps out your offense tremendously. And then obviously, when you're running the ball great, that pretty much opens up all the passing lanes, the seams and things like that that Mike was hitting. So those guys look great. And, I think they jumped out on the Redskins very early, and that's what kind of tired their defense out.
How much does that open your eyes up as to what, I'm not drawing comparisons between what the Eagles and the Bills are doing, but
right.
How much does that open up your eyes into knowing what an up-tempo, real, quick up-tempo offense can do?
I think we have a very quick up-tempo offense as well. So just got to move on to this week. And I guess if you guys feel like we were slow, I guess we got to speed it up. So, I don't really see I think it's very, comparable. I think both offenses do like the zone read, do the vertical routes and things like that. So we just had a separate game plan for New England. And this week I think we'll be out there, using some speed.
I don't think you guys were accused of being slow.
Right.
I think it was just a lack of sustaining drives. I think that and that seemed to be the difference between what happened Monday night as opposed to what happened here.
Right. Well, also, the Redskins might have been doing something differently on defense than New England was doing. So I can't really say it was something that we did versus what the Eagles did to allow them to have, extended drives like that. So personally, I don't do a lot of comparing like that. So
weren't the chunk plays there on Sunday?
I think sometimes, we might have missed a hole here, missed a hole there. As far as throwing the ball, might have missed a read, something like that. So it's always something very small and minute that kind of not necessarily cost you the game, but those long drives that you want to get, those third and twos that we may not have converted, or third and six that we didn't convert, it was always something very minute that we may not have gotten.
The little things can be frustrating, but to what degree are the little things the thing that keep you super anxious back out there for the next game?
Yeah, well, the little things, once you see them on film, you want to clean them up, and then obviously see it on film. It's a lot easier when you're watching a film. You have the click in your hand. There's no pressure on you, I should have did this. But in the flow of the game, sometimes it doesn't always happen. So that's what you have practice for, and we fixed those things yesterday, pretty much on our off day. But today I thought we had a great practice moving forward for Carolina.
Do you think in the old days in this league, it used to be the run set up the pass.
Mm-hmm.
Do you subscribe to the theory now that really the pass sets up the running game?
No, I still believe that the run sets up the pass, especially in these, shotgun-type offenses. If you can get those big runs, I had mentioned, the Eagles were getting, great runs by Shady. He was making huge plays. And like I said, that sucks those linebackers up, and those DBs are far back, so that gives you a whole another lane to throw the ball into.
You did.
There's important. Been a mentality, that, you know, it's from years of losing. There are people kind of, they get to a situation where they're waiting for the roof to cave in.
Right.
Doug acknowledged that even some of that's in the organization. Or do you, first of all, what do you have to do to get over that, get these people over that?
Well, for me, this is my first year here, so I'm not used to losing. As far as you say, like, I guess, you know, the organization or whatever, people are used to losing. So, and my attitude is, I think winning is an attitude. I do think that we should have closed that game out where we didn't. We didn't make the plays to close it out, and, you know, New England won it. But, you know, moving forward, you just have to have really an attitude moving forward. If you lose that 1 week, it's not, doesn't mean you're going to lose the second week.
You had a little taste of it. It was actually at the end of the third when you were, you know, going like this. You guys had the lead against New England going into the fourth quarter, and it was quiet in there.
Right, definitely.
So that surprised you? That, I mean, obviously you felt the need to react to that and say, hey, let's, you know, you want people to buy in.
I wouldn't say it was quiet in there. We were on offense. That might have been why it was quiet. But
wait until it gets loud.
Yeah, well, it was loud, I thought, when New England was on offense, so.
It gets much louder. You know, to me, it was.
All right, well, you can tell me, but I don't know. That's my home game, so I guess you would know better than I would.
How about Carolina's defense? What do you see from them?
Yeah, very athletic. You know, guys get to the ball. They play very hard. But I do see some things that we can execute to get the ball down the field.
How does it work? When do you get your first look at the game plan from Coach Hackett?
Usually Tuesday evenings. I go in on Monday, obviously get the game that we just played and watch that out, whether it's a win or loss. And then I'll still go in and watch a few games on Carolina. Then on, which yesterday was Tuesday, I'll get the actual game plan from him.
How much does this offense need C.J. Spiller? Not to show his what he's, you know, to play to his potential to make this thing work.
Yeah, well, I thought C.J.'s done a great job. You know, for me personally, he's been a great leader to me in that backfield. But obviously, if C.J. has a big game, this offense is going to go great. You know, I think it's one of those things that we all do our part collectively, it'll do great.
You mentioned it was an athletic defense for Carolina, EJ. What about their linebackers specifically? Because it seems like their range and the ground that they can cover is pretty elite.
Okay.
I mean, do you see them making plays in terms of being true sideline-to-sideline players? Or?
Yeah, well, not necessarily just their linebackers. I think even the DBs, they floated the ball great. You know, if it's a run over here, you'll see a DN or somebody like that hustling downfield to make a tackle. So I think, you know, overall, they do a great job.
EJ, you stressed the running game. But with a team like that, that has such a strong front seven, how important is it to establish downfield targets and establish the long passes?
Yeah, it's extremely important. You want to stretch the ball, stretch the, you know, the field and things like that. So that's what we plan on doing.
Didn't see much of that against New England, though. I mean, has game plan changed at all, or is it really just contingent on the running game?
Yeah, I think it's changed a little bit.
As the leader, do you worry about getting the receivers involved enough? I'm talking particularly about T.J. Graham, one target, no catches in a year where he was close to the merge.
Right, yeah, definitely want to get him more touches. But like I said, the game plan was different for New England versus this week, so I know this week he'll get a lot more.
Yes, stress the need to get better every day, all through the preseason, all through training camp. After your first full regular season game as a team, how do you think that the team's reacting to start the week here?
I think it's reacted well. Like I said, I'm not used to losing a lot, so obviously I was glad to see people not taking it lightly or anything like that. I think everybody was, you know, upset that we didn't win the game, that we didn't close it out. But moving forward, I understand that everybody washed it away. I felt, like I said, we had a great practice today. It wasn't like we were still sluggish or anything, living from what happened last weekend. So I think we were able to move forward from it.
EJ, toward the, what do you take as you, you know, developed and, you know, having the start under your belt now and, you know, late in the game, obviously the Stevie drop was a factor, and then that three and out, you know, in the following series and then Brady drop. What do you take from that whole experience with the game on the line? What did you learn from that?
Well, you simply have to close out the game. I mean, the best thing for us to do in that situation was really to score. If we had got a field goal or a touchdown, I obviously would have shut the game out or at least made it hard for New England to have to go out and get two scores in order to win. So anytime, not just Tom Brady, but any quarterback in the NFL, you don't want to give them the opportunity or more than one opportunity to continue to get the ball back and score and things like that and really put your defense in a hard position. So, like I said, I've learned from that and I got to move forward from it.
EJ, you were wearing your brace all throughout the week. On Sunday, you weren't. Today, you are. Is it? Is the knee feeling it a little bit, or what's the reason to put the brace back on?
Yeah, it's a little sore, but it feels fine.